the first reading today, St. Paul asks the question of what can separate us from the love of Christ? And his answer, of course, is nothing. There is absolutely nothing in the created order that can separate us from the love of God. That even includes, as he makes very clear, even the principalities and powers. So the angels, Satan himself, all the demons, they cannot separate us from the love of Christ. They're going to tempt us, but they have no power by themselves to separate us from the love of God. The only creature who can separate us from the love of God is our own self. Only our free will can make that decision. Now we have to be careful of, because St. Paul talks about life and death and all the suffering and all the different things, we all know our weaknesses. We know that when we're made to suffer, when things are difficult, not just for an hour, but when it carries on for day after day and week after week and month after month, it starts to get old. We start to question, we start to doubt, we start to wonder. And then we might be tempted to think that, well, my prayers don't seem to be doing anything. The suffering continues on. God doesn't exist, or God doesn't love me, or whatever it is that we might think. And then we'd be tempted to walk away from God. So that's where we have to be so careful, to make sure that no matter what the circumstances of our lives may be, that we must always maintain our prayer. Now, there are times when you can't. I realize if you're sick in a hospital bed or something, that, you know, you try as you may, you can't focus, you can't pray. But even if you're trying, even if you're just wanting to do that in those circumstances, that's very pleasing to God. And it's very helpful to us because it helps us to keep ourselves focused in the right direction. But as long as we're capable, we need to pray. And there is absolutely nothing. I mean, again, you can look back in history, you can look at the gulags in Russia, you can look at the concentration camps of the Nazis. They can't take your free will away. They can lock you up, they can torture you, they can do all kinds of horrible things. They cannot take your free will away from you, which means that they cannot take your love away from you. So we need to be clear about that necessity to keep our focus on the Lord no matter what. As we sit here today and talk about it, we can easily say, no problem, I would never go away from the Lord. We know ourselves way too well. Don't ever, ever, ever think, I could never. Remember, Peter had something like that that he said to Jesus, and it didn't even take 3 hours before he was denying the Lord. And so we need to be very humble. We need to know that if the circumstances are right, I could do it. I might do it. Lord, I do not want to. I need your help. I need to trust you. I need to rely on you. I need to keep my focus on you. If I try to do it myself, I will fall. And we need to be clear about that. And so we need to learn now to get the prayer where it needs to be, to keep our focus on the Lord. And we have to be very careful, because on either end of the spectrum is where we're going to fall off. When things get too easy, we don't think we need God. It's too easy. I don't need to pray. I can do this. I can trust my money. I can trust all the things. I don't really need God. If everything is easy street for me. Or when it gets too difficult, God hates me. I'm not going to pray anymore. I've had enough. You know, this is stupid. Why am I doing this? All the foolishness that comes into our minds at those points. And so we realize that that's where the temptation might be. Whatever our weaknesses are, that's where the devil's going to pick on us. But God's also going to allow it, because that's the way we're going to grow in virtue. So just know that there is nothing outside of yourself that can separate you from the love of God. Nothing. And of course, because God is love, God will never take his love away from you. You can take yourself away from God. He's not going to simply take himself away from you. Obviously, if you commit mortal sin, you're telling him to get out. He's not just simply withdrawing. He will withdraw the feelings. There are times when it feels like God's nowhere to be found. He's a million miles away. No one's listening, whatever. That's normal. That happens in the prayer life. And sometimes you look at the saints, it sometimes happens for years and years and years. So just because we can't feel his presence doesn't mean he isn't there. So the real question isn't about God. It's not even about the devil and all the nonsense. It's about our own self. We need to know our own weakness. We need to know that I can, if the circumstances are right, I might even deny the Lord. I might stop praying. I might take my focus off of him. So we have to be clear and say, I don't want to do that. I need to depend on him. I need to keep my focus there and be dependent, because if I try to depend on myself, I will crash.